Talk Live. We're launching an hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Shows about your calls if you make them. Otherwise, we continue with stuff that's interesting to us. And one of those things that's interesting to me, other big news today, besides the fact that Governor Rod in Illinois has been busted red-handed, being all kinds of corrupt. How about the details on this bailout plan for the automotive manufacturers here in America? Looks like some interesting information has come out here. And we had speculated on this program in the past when we first heard that the government would be bailing out the auto industry. And we were told, well, it's not a giveaway. It's a loan. That's what we were told. We were told, oh, but this is different. This isn't like for those bank people. This is a loan. And even on Chrysler's homepage, did you hear about this? Chrysler? They I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but on their homepage, it actually says it's not a bailout, it's a loan to help us succeed, or it's not a bailout because we're a failure, it's a loan to help us succeed.
Well, you know, all that's well and good. Chrysler should be able to go out and get loans to help them succeed, and certainly businesses do need to be able to have credit in order to, you know, it's one of the options that businesses can use to grow and all that. But when you start getting the government involved, you've got these sort of strange bedfellows. Now, when you look at the automotive industry, now, does the government have an interest in being even-handed with all automotive manufacturers now? Well, no, it doesn't, because it has a loan out to the big three, but it doesn't have a loan out to the rest of them.
Well, it's more than that now. Did you hear the details on this yet?
I think I have an idea that, that there's going to be some collateral.
Our speculation had been that, or my speculation had been that they were going to give this loan to the auto manufacturers, and then when the auto manufacturer tank again and couldn't actually successfully use the loan to make their businesses better, when they tank a second time, that's when the government could come in as a creditor and say, okay, well, you don't have to pay the loan back, but we're going to take 40% ownership or something like that, right? That way the government could come in and essentially take over a portion of the ownership of these companies. That was my speculation. But it turns out that the government wants the piece right now. They want the piece up front. They're not going to wait until the automotive people continue to fail. They want 20%. The details here from the Wall Street Journal are that Congress and the White House inched toward a financial rescue of the big three automakers, negotiating legislation that would give the U.S. government a substantial ownership stake in the industry and a central role in its restructuring. Under the terms of the draft legislation, which continued to evolve on Monday morning, so they're still working on this. It's not over yet. The government would receive warrants for stock equivalent to at least 20% of the loans any company receives. I'm sorry, it's not 20% of the company, it's 20% of the loan would be essentially given to them in stock. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So in addition to the fact that they'd be getting stock into these companies, the company would also have to agree to limits on executive compensation as well as dividend payments, much like those contained in the government's $700 billion rescue of the financial industry.
So as far as executive caps on executive salaries, that means that now if the automotive industry were to want to go out and get some heavy hitter mm-hmm. who could really pull them out of whatever manufacturer it was, to pull them out of the mire, they can't afford them because there's a cap.
That's correct. So that guy's going to say, forget you, I'm not coming in work for $200,000 or whatever the amount's going to be. I'm sure it'll be a couple million, but you know, whatever the amount is.
He may very well do it for the fame, though. Lee Iacocca's name will go down forever as the guy who saved, the man who saved Chrysler.
Wasn't he the guy behind the first bailout?
Yeah, he orchestrated.
Didn't one of the executives, either GM or Ford, agree to a $1 a year salary? They're saying.
Yes.
That's what they're saying in the news. I don't know if he's going to get bonuses or anything like that. Somehow I doubt he's actually only going to make a dollar for the
something
year.
Something else has to be going on
right
there. In the case of General Motors, such a move could give the government a large stake in the company and may hurt existing shareholders. GM is seeking about $10 billion in short-term loans and has a market capitalization of about $3 billion. I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean that their stocks are only worth about $3
billion? What it sounded to me is
market capitalization.
That's what they have sort of in stuff. capital. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. That's not a term that I know.
The legislation didn't specify what kind of stock the government would take, leaving open the option it could be preferred, common, voting, or non-voting. I don't know much about stocks, so I don't know what the difference is between those things, but I guess
preferred
voting
better than common.
And voting means that they get to decide on things. So again, some of these details have yet to be ironed out, and none of this is final, but this is what's on the table at the moment.
The thing about preferred stock, as I understand it, is if the company goes under and they can't pay out to all their shareholders, the preferred stock is first in line.
They get something.
Right. So even if other regular stock shareholders aren't going to get anything, regular citizens for the most part, the preferred shareholders will get something, the government and maybe some other companies that hold preferred stock.
Market capitalization is a measurement of corporate or economic size equal to the share price times the number of shares outstanding of a public company. So it really has to do with what it's worth from a current market value.
Right, so it's total
shares.
Total gross share value, basically.
Yeah.
So it's not what shares are available to purchase, it's just the total share value.
It's the share price times the number of shares outstanding.
Now, what does the number of shares outstanding mean? It means that's what's out there, not what's out for sale.
Right. If the company itself could own its own shares, or something like that.
It would own $3 billion in shares.
No, the company could own its own shares. Those shares would not be outstanding. Any other shares that it didn't own.
I see. Okay, anything outside their holdings.
Right, because they're essentially promises. I mean, it's a promissory note. If you decide to cash it out at whatever today's value is, the company's on the hook if, in theory, everybody who owns stock wanted to sell, the company's on the hook for the share price.
How is that? I thought that was just you owned a piece of the company and you might be able to sell it to someone else if you wished.
Well, I mean, if you can't cover the outstanding share, I have a feeling that if you can't cover the amount of shares that are out there, you're essentially going to have your stock collapse because no one's going to have confidence in the company.
So
because otherwise you could just inflate the number of shares indefinitely, it would seem to me.
Well, you could inflate them. I mean, you would have to. It would seem to me
it
that
depends on how many people.
I don't know what all the rules are, and this is the problem with amateurs talking.
Right.
but it would seem to me if you issued 100 shares in the beginning, that you could no longer issue more shares because there isn't anything else to issue.
But you can split them, can't you?
Your 100 shares into more shares, but you can't issue more.
That's, right. I know they do.
So how's it going to happen when the government? Because if I'm reading this correctly, the story says the government would get warrants for stock equivalent to 20% of the loans that the company receives. GM's looking for $10 billion in loans, and so their market capitalization being $3 billion, 20% of $10 billion is $2 billion. So two-thirds of their entire stock portfolio, essentially, whatever is available there, is going to be going to the government. How does that happen if there are existing holders of that stock? How does that work?
That's a good question. Because
that's what's outstanding, as we had previously said. The company must own some stock in order to be able to give it up. Or
So it'll come from the company.
Or I don't know. It would have to come from somewhere, wouldn't it?
I assume it comes from the company, although I thought when I saw, because AIG gave, the government took an ownership stake, and their stock was essentially, their stock value really got demolished at the end there, mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if that's because they reduced the value of each share out there, or if it's just because the company wasn't in very good shape. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
I hope somebody else is listening that knows a little bit more about the realm of the stock world.
There must be somebody who knows about economics.
800-259. Well, this is the stock world specifically.
Right. Finance, capitalism.
But 1-800-259-9231. Assuming congressional Democrats and the White House come to an agreement on the plan, and you can bet they will, the car industry will be the latest to submit to strict government scrutiny in return for
a
bailout.
They really have to. If you listen to all the Democrat talkers out there, they're lying when they sort of smear things and say, one out of every 10 jobs in the United States is dependent on the automotive industry. Well, yeah, that's because there's a lot of mechanics who would who would do better if Americans were holding onto their cars longer.
And people drive to work.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what dependent on the automobile industry means exactly, but I can tell you it's not part of the auto manufacturers, and it's not part of Ford, GM, and Chrysler.
Do they count, like, oil refineries that make the motor oil and the gasoline, too? I mean, they're dependent on the automobile industry, but they're not dependent on making cars.
Well, they're suggesting that the companies that are making parts for these vehicles will somehow do poorly, and I'm not so sure that's true.
We're going to dig a little deeper on this and take your calls as well. If you've got some thoughts, 800-259-9231. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
That number again is 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And we do ask for a little bit of assistance from you from time to time. Right now, we need you to go and take our online survey, preferably if you're over the age of 25. We need you to go to survey.freetalklive.com. Not because we don't care about those of you under 25, it's just that most of you have already responded at this point, and the people over the age of 25 are just less likely to do a survey. So what we need you to do is go to survey.freetalklive.com. If you're over the age of 25, and just you don't have to fill out the entire thing. Just you answer the first couple questions about age and gender. Right, Mark? Is that all we need from them? Age
yep.
and gender? Okay, so survey.freetalklive.com. You don't even have to fill out the email section, so it's pretty simple. Let's continue here and talk to... actually, we're going to talk in a moment to somebody, but first...
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL is the number one sponsor of Free Talk Live, and the folks over there, Jason Osborne and all the good folks, they're a huge stand for liberty and doing what they can in order to make you free in your life. SACL CAI, if you know somebody has a business or you do, why don't you, talk to them at SACL CAI.
All right, we're talking about this automotive bailout, this loan that the government is going to be providing billions upon billions of dollars to the failing big three automotive companies in America. And according to the Wall Street Journal, it now is going to mean that these companies are going to have to turn over stock. Essentially, the government will receive warrants for stock equivalent to at least 20% of the loans that each company receives. Now, GM's looking for $10 billion in loans. And the market capitalization on GM is $3 billion. Now, according to what you told me, Mark, market capitalization means the amount of stocks that are out there, basically, that's not owned by the company.
Yeah, the value of stock out there.
The value of the stocks that are out there. And so, according to this, a significant portion of GM is going to be turned over to the government. Am I misunderstanding this? Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, definitely an educated guy. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Yes, hey, it's very interesting. I wanted to raise an interesting point that no one has raised, even in the Wall Street Journal or any of the financial media newspapers or outlets. The Security and Exchange Commission and the antitrust laws specify that individuals or institutions cannot own any more than between 1.4 and maybe 4% of a given company. Anything over that, usually investors have a family trust or some institution set up that can actually own those shares. So by the government claiming 20% of the outstanding shares of the company.
No, it's 20% of the amount of the loan. At least it says. This is what's on the table.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That's easy to do. All they have to do is print more shares of stock. And they
so a company can do that? Hold on.
They can do that, of course.
So if there are 100 shares of stock out there, and let's say that I've got Free Talk Live and 100 shares of stock, and both Nick and Mark and Nick and Mark here have all 100 shares between them, 50
right.
for Nick, 50 for Mark. Since I own the company, I can just say, poof, I now have 200 shares of stock.
The board of directors would issue, they would vote on it, and then they would create more shares of stock, which would actually drive the price down of the shares that people are holding.
Right,
or
so that's not a split. What's that called?
What would happen is the company would send a letter, a proxy letter, to the shareholders and ask to buy back the shares at a given amount. And they could do that. A lot of companies, when they had very little debt or their stock was undervalued, it was good for the companies to buy back shares from the market. And a number of companies did that, such as H.J. Heinz in the 90s and a lot of oil companies. Exxon did that in the 90s as well. What's really interesting about this is that the government's ownership of 20% violates the Securities and Exchange regulations as well as the antitrust regulations.
Well, Frank, we're not talking about 20% here. We're talking about 66% of GM.
That's what I'm saying, 20% or more.
Yeah.
So this may be an illegal deal, and if I were an attorney for
General
Motors or one of these companies, I would enter into the loan agreement and then take it to court and prove that it's invalid and retain ownership of the shares. And that could drag on for 10, 15 years, literally. So it's a very poor plan on all
aspects.
Well,
it's legal, Frank, because the government's doing it. It would be illegal if anybody else did it.
The point is the government, unless the government changes those laws,
maybe that's what the bailout package will do. Maybe the bailout package will change the laws at the same time. Who knows?
Well, they would have to actually vote on that. They would have to actually change the existing laws because the government cannot, under the law, enter into any illegal
activity. Oh, Frank, you know the government does everything it wants to.
We're not talking about the CIA that's supposed to be black, a black operation that has no, you know, check and balance. We're talking about laws that exist. Unless those laws are changed, this could be quite illegal, and it's very funny to watch. Plus, I have to be honest, the Americans don't want to buy GM cars or Ford cars. They're primarily crap. People want to buy Hondas, BMWs, and I wouldn't be surprised, since Honda is one of the biggest automakers in the United States now, with their plants that they attempt to get, you know, a percentage of the bailout. And BMW as well, they're having trouble with their facility down south. I mean, they could actually also attempt to get money, because in a sense they're automakers, and it's really poorly thought out. That's
well,
all
Toyota and Subaru make a lot of cars in America too, not just Honda.
Well, then they could apply for this as well.
Oh, but, please don't. No, please.
Seriously.
Please don't apply for anything.
Couldn't the FTC change the rules, though, just by an administrative decision?
I have to be honest. I wouldn't mind selling Hummer to the government, because I'm going to tell you, those are fuel efficient, and even the Humvees are a death trap, as we've seen in Afghanistan and Iraq. And, you know, in a way, it's very comical about this. But I have to say this, that it's very poor fiscal planning. They should let the companies go bankrupt.
Yes, they absolutely should.
What they would do is go into Chapter 13, and they could sell their financial credit divisions to the banks that received the big bailout, the $770 billion a month and a half ago. They could also, their aerospace divisions, they could spin those off or sell those to the Carlyle Group.
Hey, Frank, Nick has a question for you.
Yeah. Now, I get your point about letting them go bankrupt. I think that's the best idea. But couldn't the SEC just administratively change the rules? Because isn't that just essentially an executive office? Can't they make their own rules like the ATF?
Law. They right. do have administrative law, but the regulations are actually voted on by Congress.
So they can't make an executive decision.
The Senate
decision.
And the House would have to change those.
What
but I have
do?
To be very honest. It would be very funny for the government to enter into this illegal bailout. And if I were one of the board of directors of the companies, I would then fight the government on claiming that huge amount of ownership.
Yeah, but wouldn't they have to give the money back? Like, if they did that, wouldn't they essentially have to give the money back?
Well, you know, I don't think they – once they give it to them, I mean, let's face it. Do you really think that any of these companies or banks are going to pay the U.S. government or the taxpayers anything? Heavens no.
Well, they may make some payments on the loans or whatever if there is such an –
That's right. They could create new derivatives.
Thank you, Frank, for the call. Appreciate the expertise and clearing all that up. 800-259-9231.
I love how Frank made a derivative joke and we didn't get it. He loved it, though.
Yeah, it was good, though.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant man. 800-259-9231. He's not right about everything. He's kind of a socialist
well,
in some ways. But hey, you know, more on the way. You take control. We'll talk to you about what you want here in moments if you call in. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frank and Nate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5,
Glare 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, if you love liberty, you should check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more. That's bureaucrash.com. I was getting a little withdrawal earlier today, and I think maybe it was last night. But anyway, Bureaucrash was down for some maintenance. I think it was last night. And I was itching because I wanted to get on there and continue my debatarian debates that they have got going on there. Because you know how libertarians love to debate with one another. One of the debates going on right now is about, of course, the Free State Project. It's some of the more active threads in the discussion forums that they have there. And I want to share one of the posts here from Bureaucrash Social. By the way, social networking, perhaps you've been on MySpace or Facebook, two of the most popular social networking sites out there. Yeah, that's all well and good, and I think Facebook is more popular these days than MySpace, or it seems to be the preferred social networking site for
most
people. I can
say I prefer it over MySpace.
But the problem with MySpace and Facebook is it's for most people. And so if you're looking to network specifically with liberty people, Bureaucrash Social has this brand new, it's brand new, and I think they've cracked over 1,000 members at this point, which I think is pretty good considering it's only been open for a little while. So head over there and check it out. It's pretty cool. Bureaucrash.com. Here is the email. Again, the the Free State Project critics have been coming out of the woodwork, and by that I mean there are four of them. And they've been posting over and over again, and some of the Free State Project supporters have been going back and forth with them. And there's just one post here that's so lengthy, I didn't want to respond to it there, so I figured I'd respond to it here on the show, because he brings up some interesting critiques that I don't know if we've necessarily heard too often. We'll see here. Let me run this by you guys and see what you think. Captain Jeremy writes on Bureaucrash Social that liberty is natural and inherent in every person. We are all 100% free to do as we please anytime we like. Freedom.
Well, it's I've heard this this assertion before, and it's not inaccurate. You are free to do whatever you wish anytime you like. However,
men with guns might stop you from doing it.
I might be one of them, considering what it might be that you consider yourself free to do.
Freedom has been in everyone's lifetime, says Captain Jeremy. However, the issue is that a majority of people do not recognize this freedom and thus wish to punish/prohibit portions of it. We have liberty in our lifetimes. The problem is getting these officious bureaucrats to stop punishing people who choose to live their life differently than the majority, but the even greater problem is getting the general public informed on why liberty and freedom of choice is so important. I agree that informing the people is an important role of, I think, the liberty movement, and it's one of the things that I try to do here on this show. He says, the way I see it, the majority of people in America seem fairly content to just let things go on the way they are. After all, most of it isn't their problem. Saying the Free State Project is the best chance for freedom doesn't mean anything. We all have freedom already. Is Free State Project the best chance to get away from the violent thugs in suits? They seem to be active and healthy as ever in New Hampshire. Well, now, hold on.
That's a little unfair, Jamie,
yes.
Because the Free State Project is an idea to get things, and you know, it requires proper execution of that idea. We're still in the execution phase of that idea. To say that somebody came up with the idea and 600 people have moved, why the hell isn't New Hampshire free yet? Why didn't they win for Ron Paul?
Well, there's also a skewed perception that some of the critics have that people are just being busted by the feds left and right. Well, it's true. A lot of activists do get arrested, but for the most part, they're seeking not, I don't want to say confrontation with the police, but they're going into federal buildings, they're protesting, they're pushing the envelope.
Right, and
as a form of
activists.
Civil disobedience. Right. So the idea is to push them and see how far you can push them, and when you're doing that, you're going to get arrested in the process of doing that. So it's not like people are being plucked up at random, but if you did that anywhere, you would face arrest.
Well,
so that's an attempt to change the system or do away with it. So I don't think that the fact that people are getting arrested is a negative sign. I mean, if you want to change the system, you're going to have to confront it on some level. Trying to run away from it is the very opposite of activism.
Well, and to suggest that they seem to be active and as healthy as ever in New Hampshire, I think is also misleading because New Hampshire has one of the least burdens of government in any of the 50 states. It may be the lowest, at least in the lower 48. I'm not sure if Alaska... It may be the lowest. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Somebody should check me on
as
that.
As far as taxation goes?
There's the tax burden and also a government number of the workforce in government employment. I would think that Alaska, while it has a very low tax burden, there's a lot of people who work for the federal government in Alaska.
Right.
So
Alaska is subsidized. So while Alaska has the lowest tax burden of all the 50 states, New Hampshire's number two.
They're also all welfare queens.
Right, Alaska's getting the people there get checks from the federal government. So, or at least as I understand it, maybe it's from the Alaskan government.
Well, I think the feds pay the state for the oil, and then the state hands it out to people like candy.
So actually, you know what? I want to get back to this. I apologize, I missed a call. Jason has been holding patiently in California. Jason, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Actually, I'm a podcaster, so I'm a little behind for most callers, and I want to apologize to those listening live because, one, I'm probably going to be a yes man since I agree with a lot of what you say, and two, it's not talking about the economy and stuff like that.
Well, that's all right. It's Free Talk Live. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
So this guy John called Saturday, and you and Mark really tried your hardest to kind of open this guy's mind up, even though he claimed to be open-minded. And I guess something that I want to talk to him about, since he was so big on the Constitution and government and this and the other, is the Constitution wasn't set up to give you rights. The Constitution was set up to restrict the government. I mean, ours anyway. Ours, you read like the Federalist and Non-Federalist Papers and what went into the Great Compromise and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that they were trying to create a document that said here's what government's going to do. Oh, and by the way, the people can do this too. It was the government can only do this, and the people are responsible for everything else. I mean, Amendments 9 and 10 make it very clear that the rights not enumerated in this document are reserved by the people.
And the states, respectively, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I really would encourage him as a, you know, a student of history and an admirer of history to kind of go back and maybe look at the founding documents. I know that I listen to you guys, Ian, you're not a big fan of government at all, and I'm probably more of a minarchist. I see the good intentions behind the founding document, and I really wish they were followed more closely.
The road to hell, my friend. The road to hell.
I agree 100%. I just had this. I work at a university, and it's liberal hell, and people get all sorts of mad when I start talking to them. The other thing, the guy was talking about how there are no absolutes. You can't have absolutes; they don't exist. And I love it when people say that. Their statement is an absolute.
Yeah.
So to say there is none, you're committing your own fall. So it's just like, dude, chill out. There are absolutes. There are moral absolutes, and they got as close as they could in founding this country and adhering to some of those, you know, good intentions.
As close as they could for the time being, I think.
They got as close as they did. I think if they had just taken the simple step of a two-thirds majority to pass any legislation at all, we would have a lot less legislation.
That's possible.
Simple things.
It made the electoral more defined, too, because I always felt that, you know, the electoral system works to some extent, but it's got to stop being these winner-take-all states. I think presidential elections would be a lot more heavily contested. It would definitely open up the way for third-party candidates if individual district votes went to individual candidates as opposed to this horrible winner-take-all.
Yeah,
scenario.
That's sort of an assault on federalism, too. I mean, really all we have left of federalism to a large degree is the Electoral College.
I have to sort of agree. I don't think that I don't think it really makes much of a difference whether it's a majority or whether it's electoral. Most of the presidents are run by a majority of the vote and the majority of their Electoral College. So I don't know that you'd have any different contention.
Jason, as a minarchist, do you support secession?
That's the state's right opinion.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for your patience. 800-259-9231. We'll wrap up this post over at Bureaucrash and talk to Doug in Minnesota as well. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Marketing plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. All the stuff you can buy there is so much. The selection is tremendous. 41 categories. You can even buy used. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, go with the used option and get the stuff you need for life. Get the products that you need to get for the loved ones in your life. Upcoming holiday season obviously is upon us at this point. You need to get your shopping done. Get it done at Amazon. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to deal with the lines, the traffic, the parking lots, the nonsense, the angry customers, the angry customer service people. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good, because a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live if you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. Briefly back to finish up the post here over at Bureaucrash Social in one of the Free State Project threads, where some of the critics have come out and are leveling their critiques at the Free State Project, and I figured I'd answer some of these on the air here, and I'll try to be as brief as possible so we can get right back to the calls. This guy, Captain Jeremy, is saying that he believes that the government is as active, the men, the violent thugs in suits are as active and as healthy as ever in New Hampshire, and it's just not true. This is nowhere near the police state, for instance, that New York City or Washington, D.C. is. It's nowhere near the socialist state that California is. So we're in a pretty good way compared to the other states here, and that's why one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen is for the Free State Project, is because it was seen as a good starting point. There's no state income, personal income tax or sales tax. Yes, the property
tax. They're trying very, very hard, though.
But the tax level here is the lowest in the 48 states. The amount of government bureaucrats per regular people here is, I believe, the lowest of all of the states, if not one of the lowest. So it's just not true what you're saying there, Captain Jeremy. He says, is the best way, the Free State Project, the best way to spread education to the ignorant masses who think the war on drugs is a good thing? Try growing your own backyard marijuana in New Hampshire and see what happens. That's right. Even in the Free State Project, you aren't allowed to plant certain types of seeds. Well, maybe he hasn't heard, but there is going to be somebody who's not going to be planting a seed, but he is going to be doing a marijuana protest in public here in New Hampshire coming up within the next month.
And, Captain Jeremy, there will be a marijuana decriminalization bill going up in front of the New Hampshire legislature this year. Is that happening in your state?
So, well, and it's possible, but he asks, is it the best chance?
Well, I'm just saying, is it happening?
Right. He says, is it the best way to spread education? I would say yes. I think concentrating activism is the best way to spread education. Because we have concentrated activism, we have Free Minds TV, which is Nick's show. You can go to freemindstv.com to see that. You can listen to Free Minds Radio, which is their sort of spin-off from Free Minds TV that's now gotten onto the real radio. It's spreading across more stations. There's a TV show and a radio show right there. There's Free Talk Live on 45 stations across the country, originating from here in New Hampshire. Gardner Goldsmith, our friend, putting out his podcast, and maybe he'll get back on the radio here in New Hampshire soon. So there's a lot of Liberty Media. Dennis Goddard from New Hampshire Capital Access, he's got his own television program that he does in the Concord area. And, Nick, I know that Free Minds TV isn't just broadcast in Keene and on the Internet. You're actually sending out your program to other cable stations around New Hampshire, in fact, around New England.
We're on stations in Maine now, too, as well as Concord, New Hampshire, and some other places.
So the reason why this is happening here, and you cannot tell me any other place, I'd love to hear if it's true, but I don't believe it is, any other place in this country where you can find several libertarian, liberty-oriented television, radio programs, cartoons, newspapers, all originating from the same geographic area. Just point it out to me. I'll be happy to be proven wrong here, but I believe that Keene, New Hampshire specifically, is the Liberty Media hub of the world. I don't think there's any more Liberty Media in any one place, anywhere else. And the reason it's possible is because we have a concentration of activists. There are more people active in Liberty Media here in Keene alone than there were Liberty activists down in Sarasota, Florida, where I come from.
And there's plenty of people here who aren't involved in the media.
Right. There's political activism, which is all over the place. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and there are plenty of other opportunities in the political realm.
And you have to look at the number of people in given states and the geographic size of states. When you start looking at New Hampshire versus, I don't know, you pick your state, those states have a lot more people. So those the voices are diluted, even if you had as many media sources as we have.
So
your voices are more diluted.
Right. We make more of an impact. We make more of a splash here. And I'm telling you, it makes a difference. So we continue. He says, moving across the country will not intimidate nor change the politicians or the people or the general mindset this country has. Get informed and inform your friends and loved ones and live free regardless of the blatant perversion of the law. Well, I do live as free as I possibly can, but it's not free enough for me. So I'm going to work on on changing that. He says, I feel this will help you attain freedom in your own lifetime far more so than moving to New Hampshire and getting arrested with a bunch of strangers.
That's
will.
Not the idea. And this is where many liberty activists sort of fall short. The idea isn't for you to live free in your life, because coming here and working for liberty isn't going to get you free in your life. You can do that on your own. You can go out and chop down some trees and build yourself a little log cabin and live in the woods and be free like a birdie. You can do that if you want. You can buy a sailboat and go be free if you want to. What the idea is to create freedom for, not everybody in the long run, but, your family to be able to create
those who
freedom.
Want it.
Create freedom for other people. It is a philanthropic, it is something greater than yourself. Now, I understand that many people don't think that folks will do things that are greater than themselves, and fine. I'm not interested in those people moving, that if they're not interested in something greater than themselves. If all you want is liberty for yourself, buy a sailboat.
There you go. Let's go quickly here. Talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, and as soon as I get out there to New Hampshire, there'll be another media producer there.
Awesome.
I don't know if you remember, but I did the Cubby South Park ad back in 98. That won a Polly Award, first ever for the Libertarian Party, animated South Park Cubby for Governor ad.
Super.
And you guys have used some of my stuff, I think, a long time ago. But anyway, I had a question about former co-hosts and their whereabouts and if they're going to be coming to join you someday soon.
We don't know the answer on all of them, but go ahead.
We talked to Jason. Jason Rink, who is on our show for a long time, and he actually called out of the blue a couple, was it a Saturday show that he called? He just called out of the blue.
I heard that one. I'm interested in Torgo and Johnson.
Johnson is in Connecticut at the moment.
No, I thought he was in California.
He was in California. He's moved back to Connecticut, and I believe he's doing some schooling. I think he's going to get up here at some point. He's probably going to be the first one to get up here. Jason didn't really seem to have any sort of time frame. Torgo owes me money, so even if he does move up, he's going to have to pay me back before he can get back on the air. So we'll see.
I think Torgo's a real talent, and I find
he's a funny guy.
I find him generally when I go to Sarasota, Florida for the holidays and any other reasons that I go down there. Last I heard, he's running a karaoke gig. And, you know, he's doing as good as he's ever done.
Anything else, anyone, Doug?
One more question.
Yeah.
Do you guys fight off the air as much as you fight on the air? Do you hate each other?
No.
Are you friends?
Well,
we're friendly.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I think that probably siblings is probably a better description of our the way that we
interact. I have a much better relationship with you than I did my sister, though. So it's a positive sibling relationship. It's not like fighting brothers.
I definitely respect Ian. You know, I think that he's a very talented individual. He's brilliant. You know, all those things. However, you know, like, would I have picked Ian for a friend? Not so much. Sometimes I look
forward.
Does
Ian respect Mark?
Absolutely. He's a great salesman, and he's pretty handy as well. I thank you for the call, Doug. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you know that I had my turn pouting the anti-bureaucratic message at a meeting at school today.
Excellent.
I have a six-year-old boy, and he's not conforming to the classroom environment.
Starting early.
So I end up in a meeting because the school has decided that they want to declare him emotionally impaired.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
By him services, da, da, da. So I got up in front of these people, and then it boiled down to, I said, well, I'm not signing this, and I'm not, you know. They had a meeting sheet where you had to sign that you were present at the meeting, so I initialed that.
So. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
any chance that they're going to declare you emotionally impaired in some way and try to lock you up too?
what I think is that after they had an hour with me, they pretty much understood where he got it.
Ah.
And I told them, you know, I feel like you guys think that conformity equals success. And my son doesn't conform to your structure of education, and you think that means damaged in some way? He's disabled.
So what are they going to do?
He actually said disabled. They're not going to do a blessing thing. And they suspended him 30 days or so already.
Wow. 30-day suspension at age 6.
Yeah.
That is amazing. If you've got more to tell us, call tomorrow night. We'd love to hear more. And I thank you for standing up for your son in that particular case. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!